Another issue of controversy in the Second Temple period surrounding the tithing system was whether or not priests were actually required to tithe themselves on their own crops and produce. Some scholars, such as Randall Booth and Brian Kavanska, in the book Jesus's Last Week, have actually suggested that this tithing debate is the contextual background of the parable of the vineyard in Luke 20. To find out why, let's first read the parable. Beginning in Luke 20 and verse 9, we read, "And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him.' But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Let us kill him so the inheritance may be ours.' And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will surely come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, 'Surely not.' But he looked directly at them and said, 'What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.' The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them, but they feared the people." I want to just focus on what this particular parable has to do with the tithe evasion of the priesthood. For a more detailed study on the entire parable, I refer you to Torah Club Volume 4. In Luke 20 and verse 19, notice that at the end of the parable, it is the temple authorities, that is, the scribes and the priests, who are offended at Yeshua's parable. They figure out that he is talking about them. The parable illustrates a situation where the tenants of the vineyard are not giving back some of the fruit to the landowner. This language is very reminiscent of the idea of tithing, where the farmer gives back to God a portion from the land that in reality belongs to the Almighty himself. In Numbers 18:24, we read that the tithes of the Israelites were the inheritance of the priests, and that in turn they would not be given a land inheritance within Israel. For the tithe of the people of Israel, which they present as a contribution to the Lord, I have given to the Levites for an inheritance. Therefore I have said of them that they shall have no inheritance among the people of Israel." Although the Torah set up this situation for the sons of Levi, by the time of the end of the Second Temple period, the priestly class had become quite wealthy, and many were in turn large landowners. Therefore, the question arises as to whether tithes should be paid on crops grown on their own land. An ancient midrash on Deuteronomy called Sifra speaks to this situation. The sages said, "The produce stores for the children of Hanan, that is, Ananias, were destroyed 3 years before the rest of the land of Israel because they failed to set aside tithes from their produce. For they interpreted Deuteronomy 14:22, "Thou shalt surely tithe," and "Thou shalt eat," as excluding the seller, and "the increase of the seed" as excluding the buyer. This translation comes from Reuven Hammer, and he has a note on the text stating, "Those were stores set up by a wealthy priest to sell items used in sacrifices. They followed their own interpretation and left tithing to the farmers who raised the produce." Randall Booth and Brian Kavanska comment on the text saying, "With a smooth exegesis of Deuteronomy 14:22, the priests were able to gain both from having land tithe-free as well as giving their customers, the buyer, the ease of not worrying about whether or not the produce had been tithed on. Therefore, the priest could be totally free from the obligation to tithe. Yet tithe evasion was just the tip of the iceberg when it came to the injustices and the corruptions of the priesthood in the days of Yeshua. We have ample literary evidence from the period that point to the very ungodly character of the priesthood. It is a flagrant disregard for God's Torah and the overarching principles of the commandments that Yeshua is attacking here, not just tithe evasion. This parable shows us that Yeshua took the commandment of tithing very seriously, and that the disregard of these tithing laws could be a window into the further corrupt character of an individual. Although the half-shekel tax, as we pointed out in Disc 1, is not a tithe per se, but more like a tax, let's examine a passage in the Gospels where this commandment comes up. When they came to Capernaum, the tax collectors of the half-shekel tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Yeshua spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From who do the kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Yeshua said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give an offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." Can you imagine Peter, the big burly fisherman, who is used to boats and huge nets, sitting on the side of the dock with a fishing rod expecting to catch a fish with a coin in its mouth? Regardless of whether or not Yeshua feels that he is exempt from the tax because of his special status as God's son, nevertheless, he does pay it, albeit not without some humorous dramatics. New Testament scholar Mark Nanos suggests that the half-shekel tax is also the same tax that Paul is asking Gentiles to pay in Romans chapter 13, verses 6 through 7. Once again, we see the obedience of the apostolic community toward tithing and tithe-like commandments of the Torah.